Hi, I'm Stella. Life was pretty good. I just landed a major account at the marketing firm where I'm an executive. Finally got that corner office I'd been eyeing for the past 2 years. Never thought my peaceful Saturday morning would turn into complete chaos. The doorbell rang at 7 a.m. Still in my pajamas, coffee in hand, I opened the door to find my brother James standing there with his wife Monica and their kids, Emma and Lucas. Hey, sis, huge favor. Can you watch the kids for the weekend? Emergency business trip came up. I looked at their packed SUV. A business trip with matching luggage sets? Just some meetings in Chicago. 2 days tops. Monica was practically bouncing with impatience. Please, Aunt Stella. Emma hugged my legs while little Lucas clutched his dinosaur plushie. We've got to run or we'll miss our flight. James was already heading back to the car. Wait, you didn't even pack there. The SUV peeled out of my driveway before I could finish. My neighbor Sarah was watering her plants next door. Was that your brother? Yeah, apparently there's some emergency business trip. Really? Because his Facebook status from last night says Caribbean here we come, with pictures of cruise tickets. My blood started boiling. Are you serious? Check his profile. He even tagged Monica in the post about their romantic getaway. I pulled out my phone, and there it was. Proof they'd planned this whole thing. Those lying. They dumped their kids on me to go on vacation. Aunt Stella, I'm hungry. Emma tugged at my sleeve. Let's get some breakfast, sweetie. Sarah, wanna join us? Of course. I make great pancakes. Over breakfast, Emma got chatty. Mommy and Daddy do this sometimes. Last time they left us with Miss Peters next door for 4 days.
4 days? When was this?
Last month. But Miss Peters got mad because they didn't pay her. Sarah raised her eyebrows. That's not the first time?
Nuh-uh.
They go on lots of trips. Sometimes they forget to get someone to watch us first. Lucas nodded, syrup dripping down his chin.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Out at McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken meal deal o un $6 McDouble meal deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
I don't like being alone. You've been left alone? Just sometimes. When nobody can watch us. Sarah grabbed my arm. Stella, you need to document this. All of it. I looked at my phone again. James and Monica were already posting poolside photos from their cruise ship. My sweet niece and nephew sat at my kitchen table, abandoned again by their so-called parents. Oh, I'm documenting everything. And this is the last time they pull this stunt. Sarah nodded. I've got your back. What's the plan? First, we're going to give these kids the best weekend ever. Then, I smiled grimly. Then we're going to make sure James and Monica never do this again. After breakfast, I noticed Emma getting fidgety while watching cartoons with Lucas. Something wrong, sweetie? I forgot Mr. Snuggles. He's still in my secret hideout.
Your hideout?
Under my bed. That's where I hide when Mommy and Daddy fight. Mr. Snuggles keeps me safe.
My stomach churned. Does that happen a lot?
Mostly when Daddy comes home late. Or when the money people call. Sarah walked in with fresh coffee, catching my eye. Hey, Emma, want to show me your favorite cartoon while your aunt makes some calls? I dialed my parents, hands shaking. Mom, we need to talk about James.
Oh, honey, did he drop the kids off again? He's just going through a rough patch.
A rough patch? They abandoned their kids to go on a cruise. Now, Stella, don't be dramatic. Your brother works hard. Put Dad on the phone. Robert, tell your daughter she's overreacting. Princess, your brother's just... Just what? Leaving his kids alone? Emma told me about hiding under her bed during their fights, about bill collectors calling. Every couple has problems. They left their kids with a neighbor last month and didn't pay her. Sometimes they don't even bother finding someone first. Linda, did you know about this? I'm sure it's not that bad. I'm calling child services. Don't you dare! You'll tear this family apart! While my parents argued, Sarah was busy on her laptop. Got screenshots of everything. Their vacations. The complaints from neighbors on community forums. Even Monica's tipsy posts about escaping the mom life. Send them to me. I'm making the call. An hour later, Diana Martinez from Child Services sat in my living room, tablet in hand. The pattern's clear. Multiple instances of abandonment, financial instability. What happens now? We'll investigate. But first, Emma burst in. Aunt Stella, Lucas is crying. He wet the bed and says Mommy gets mad when that happens. Does Mommy get mad a lot? Emma twisted her fingers. She locks him in his room sometimes, says big boys don't cry. Diana typed rapidly. How often does this happen? When Mommy takes her special medicine, the one that makes her sleep all day. Sarah showed Diana more screenshots. Look at these pharmacy check-ins Monica posts. Multiple prescriptions, different doctors. My phone buzzed, a video call from James. Look at the sunset. Kids giving you any trouble? Having a blast with child services. His tan face went pale. What? Smile for the camera, brother. Those cruise photos are great evidence. You're ruining everything. No, you did that yourself. Enjoy your vacation. It's gonna be your last free one for a while. Diana nodded grimly. We'll need statements from the neighbors, especially that unpaid babysitter. Already on it, Sarah pulled up Miss Peters' contact info. The pieces were falling into place. James and Monica had no idea what was coming. 5 days later, James and Monica strolled into my house like they owned the place. Where are babies? Emma, Lucas, Mommy's home. They're not here, but we've got company waiting. Their smiles dropped seeing Diana, Sarah, my parents, and Miss Peters in the living room. What's this supposed to be? Have a seat. We're having a family meeting. Where are my kids? Monica tried to push past me. Safe. Which is more than I can say when they're with you. Diana opened her laptop. Let's review the evidence, shall we? Multiple instances of child abandonment? You're exaggerating. James paced nervously. Really? Miss Peters, tell them about last month. 4 days. No food money, no emergency contacts. When I asked for payment, you blocked my number. Monica rolled her eyes. We were going to pay. Like you paid the three other babysitters? I have their statements, too. Linda clutched her chest. James, tell me this isn't true. Mom, it's not what you think. Sarah projected screenshots onto the wall. Your own social media tells the story. 13 trips this year. Kids left alone at least 5 times. You had no right to spy on us. Emma hiding under her bed during your fights had every right to tell me. Lucas wetting himself because he's scared of punishment had every right. Monica whirled on James. This is your fault. Your gambling, your stupid investments. My fault? What about your pills? The ones you're not supposed to mix with alcohol? Robert stood up, face red. Both of you, shut up. We trusted you with our grandchildren. Diana cleared her throat. Here's what happens next. The children will remain in temporary custody while we conduct a full investigation. We're looking at criminal negligence charges. You can't do this, Monica shrieked. We can and we are. Your prescription drug abuse, documented neglect, financial instability. I'll lose my job. James slumped down. Should have thought about that before abandoning your kids for a cruise. Monica grabbed her purse. I want a lawyer. Good idea. You'll need one. By the way, those cruise pictures? Great evidence for the judge. Linda, Robert, you can't let them do this. My parents stood firm. We were blind, but not anymore. Pack of vultures, all of you, Monica stormed out. James, don't you dare follow her.
but he did, like always. Diana gathered her files. Courts usually favor family placement, given your stable situation. The kids stay with me, period. Temporary custody hearing is Monday. Don't worry, this is airtight. After everyone left, Sarah brought over the kids. Emma hugged me tight. Can we stay with you forever? Working on it, sweetie. Working on it. The custody hearing went exactly as Diana predicted. James and Monica didn't even show up, probably still arguing about whose fault it was. Full temporary custody granted to Stella Anderson, the judge announced, with supervised visitation rights pending completion of parenting classes and addiction treatment. 3 months flew by. Emma and Lucas transformed into different kids. No more hiding, no more fear. Look, Aunt Stella, I got an A on my math test. That's amazing, Emma. Ice cream celebration? Can we invite Miss Sarah? Already here. Sarah walked in with groceries. Who's ready to make dinner? Lucas stopped having accidents. Emma came out of her shell, joining the school dance team. My parents stopped by regularly, finally being the grandparents they should have been all along. The kids are thriving, Diana noted during her monthly check-in. James and Monica haven't even attempted their supervised visits. Good. How's their mandatory treatment going? Monica's in rehab. James moved in with a cousin, attending gambling addiction meetings. The doorbell rang, speaking of parents. Stella, we were wrong. Linda looked tired, older. We enabled him for years. Robert couldn't meet my eyes. Little late for that realization. We're selling the lake house. The money's for the kids' college fund. Actions, not words. That's what matters now. Emma came running down. Grandma, want to see my dance routine? I'd love to, sweetheart. Watching Emma drift off, clutching Mr. Snuggles, no longer needing him for hiding, I knew we'd made the right choice. Lucas would start kindergarten soon, excited instead of anxious. This was our new normal. Not the family I expected, but exactly the family we needed. Some people say blood is thicker than water, but sometimes blood relatives are the ones you need protection from. James and Monica made their choices. I made mine. The kids came first. Always would. What would you do if your sibling abandoned their children with you to go on vacation? Would you protect the kids by reporting their parents like Stella did? Or try to handle it privately to preserve family relationships? Share your thoughts in the comments. And if you connected with Stella's journey of standing up against toxic family members to protect innocent children, consider subscribing for more stories that explore complex family dynamics and difficult moral choices. Like this video if you believe Stella made the right decision in choosing the children's well-being over family loyalty. Remember, sometimes doing the right thing means making the hardest choice. Until next time.